hash the architecture of attention, lifestyle, algorithm, and the performance of self. In the hypersaturated landscape of ubiquitous digital media, human attention has transmuted into the paramount economic commodity. This focus on engagement is not incidental. It forms the bedrock of the contemporary attention economy, a system wherein lifestyle trends are meticulously curated, marketed, and consumed through the inexorable guidance of personalized algorithms. This analysis delves into the intricate dynamics of this economy, examining the inherent tension between authentic self-expression and the manufactured personas demanded by social platforms, and investigates the profound psychological ramifications of this mediated consumption. Ultimately, we assess how modern lifestyles are no longer primarily constructed through material acquisition alone, but through the relentless performance of curated digital identities engineered for public validation. The engine driving the attention economy is the algorithmic apparatus. Social media platforms, driven by machine learning, analyze vast quantities of user interaction, likes, shares, dwell time, and comments, to construct highly predictive models of individual desire. These models are then deployed to feed users personalized content streams designed to maximize engagement. Lifestyle trends emerge not organically from cultural shifts, but as emergent patterns predicted and amplified by these algorithms. A particular aesthetic, dietary choice, or travel destination gains traction not necessarily through inherent appeal, but because the algorithm has successfully identified a pattern of predictive engagement among a target demographic. This mechanism transforms consumption into a feedback loop. Users react to the content suggested to them, thereby reinforcing the algorithm's efficacy and solidifying the trend's dominance. This algorithmic curation necessitates a shift from private experience to public performance. To be visible within the system, individuals are incentivized to transform their lived realities into consumable narratives. The authentic self is supplanted by the asterisk performed self asterisk, a carefully edited, optimized version tailored for maximal reception. This process involves selective self-disclosure, visual enhancement, and strategic emotional signaling. The distinction between genuine experience and manufactured representation dissolves as success becomes quantifiable in metrics of engagement and virality. Consumer choices are thus increasingly mediated not by intrinsic need, but by the desire to achieve social currency within the digital sphere. Authenticity becomes a strategic resource, carefully managed to align with the expectations embedded within platform logic. The psychological toll of this constant performativity is significant. The architecture of perpetual comparison inherent in the attention economy fosters a state of sustained psychological vigilance. When an individual's perceived reality is constantly juxtaposed against the idealized, often unattainable, curated lives of others, it engenders anxiety, dissatisfaction, and a diminished sense of self-worth. The pursuit of validation through likes and comments replaces internal sources of meaning with external metrics. This relationship between digital consumption habits and mental well-being highlights a critical imbalance. Attention, once a byproduct of human experience, is now the primary object of competitive acquisition, leading to a lifestyle predicated on perpetual external affirmation. In conclusion, modern lifestyles are increasingly defined by the performance of curated digital identities rather than purely material possessions. The attention economy functions as a sophisticated system that dictates what is valued, how it is expressed, and what constitutes a successful existence. By analyzing the interplay between personalized algorithms and social interaction, we recognize that contemporary consumption is less about acquiring objects and more about constructing and broadcasting a continually optimized self-narrative. Navigating this environment requires a critical awareness of the underlying structures, understanding that the curated feed is not merely reflection, but an active, engineered architecture shaping contemporary human experience.